are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, it looks like they got 31 people in this diamond heist probe. Remember that? It's kind of like a Pink Panther type story, or like Ocean's 11. And apparently there was this diamond heist at Brussels Airport. $50 million diamond heist. After 3 months, authorities have, from what we understand, reported that they have now detained 31 people in a three-nation sweep, as well as recovering a lot of diamonds from, I guess, that had been lost. Pretty cool stuff. I didn't know if they were going to find these guys. I think, you know, they have the potential to find everybody and everything. I mean, you're always on camera. Blows my mind that people don't realize there's cameras everywhere. Officials say that among the people held in Belgium, France, and Switzerland on Tuesday and Wednesday are some with violent criminal pasts. One person held in France is believed to be one of the robbers at the airport. The evidence seized includes large sums of cash, precious stones, and luxury cars. I bet they're going to make a movie out of this. They probably will. 6 to 8 people were detained in Geneva, 24 in and around Brussels. Exactly, kind of unclear what roles each suspect may have played. Well, if they do the movie, I want to play the sexy one. Some 250 policemen apparently were involved in the raid that happened at dawn today in the Belgian capital. And from what we understand, now everybody's getting interrogated. That's the other thing, too. Okay, you know, you may think you didn't get caught on camera, but somebody's always going to talk. Unless, of course, like with the Boston bombing suspects, somebody gets read their Miranda rights, then they clam up, and now all we could do is sit here, you know, sitting on our thumbs, trying to figure out when the next attack is going to be. But that's just, you know, the way we do things. That's just how we do things. So, it's just funny because I'll, driving and I'll want to spit out a seed in my mouth, and I don't like to litter. Okay. And I don't like to litter. One is because I think our city is beautiful, but number two is I don't want to get caught. Right. And I'll even find myself or my kids, you know, I bought these grapes. They were supposed to be seedless, right? Grapes are supposed to be genetically engineered to be seedless. Right. Well, apparently the geneticist screwed up on this one. So now we're eating these grapes in the car that have seeds. And I don't want my kids spitting the stuff out in my car. Right. And so, you know, that urge came to just, okay, spit out the window. I mean, people spit out the window all the time. It doesn't look like littering. Right. My father used to always roll down the window and, oh, I hated that. I hated it. But anyway, found myself not doing it because I thought there'd be cameras. And there are cameras everywhere. I mean, I would probably suggest that you guys, for those of you that straighten your bra straps or scratch your butt or, pick your nose in public, there are cameras everywhere. They have cameras on the street lights. Now, some of those you see, right, because if you're speeding, it'll catch you on camera. Oh, doesn't that stink? You're trying to say, I wasn't speeding, the cop was lying, and then they see your car. Or, yeah, you run a red light, and you're like, oh, that did not happen. He was so full of it. And then you see the picture of your car as the other cars, like 7 of them, are starting to drive towards you because it's their turn horizontally to drive. You know, and you're like, yeah. And you see, then they do the replay of your mouth going, I'm running this light, sucker! And then you get pulled over. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be giving you any scoop that we have coming from the Benghazi hearings. I mean, right now they're still going on. We'll try to recap what we have for you as we get it. Amanda Berry, one of the women held captive by Ariel Castro in his Cleveland home, is now home at her home. I believe she was at her sister's home originally. Mom had died. Father lives in Tennessee, so she's at the closest thing from her childhood, the home she was living in before she was abducted. She was supposed to give a statement. I don't know how much of the statement it was I'm getting reports that the sister spoke for a little bit, but as we get any more information, we'll tell you. What we do understand is authorities have found chains and a variety of things used to torture them and to keep them enslaved. We do know that there were multiple pregnancies that occurred over the course of the decade with these women, leading to the belief that there was multiple sexual assaults. And from what we understand, many of these women lost their babies because when they were beaten, they miscarried. One of the women, Michelle Knight, has been unable to face the press because, from what we understand, her wounds have still kept her hospitalized. She was found very weak, very cachectic, beaten up pretty badly. And we're not sure how De Jesus is doing. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about James Holmes pleading insanity. All right. Will this get him off? We know he's insane. I mean, obviously, for him to do what he did. Then we're also going to talk about bones and strengthening the bones with calcium and vitamin D. Always a great way to go. But what about magnesium? So they're now recommending that kids also have a diet rich in magnesium. Then I also want to talk about, in science news, a moth that has developed the sharpest hearing in the animal world. And I guess this moth has evolved to be able to have hearing 150 times more sensitive than the human ear. Why? So it could hear if bats are coming to it. Now, you know, bats give off a sound that reverberates. You know, bats don't see very well, but they emit sound waves that they pick up so they know what's beneath them and what's around them. And so I guess these moths can pick that up. I think evolution is cool. Pretty cool stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to get your questions, your comments, your critiques at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. You know, you can also follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. For those of you listening to XM and you listen to the show on XM at 5 a.m. Eastern and noon Eastern, XM channel is now channel 244 as of May 9th. So that would be as of tomorrow. So if you guys do listen on XM, don't worry, I wasn't fired. All right, guys, when we come back, Dr. Dahlia coming back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, one thing we're noticing, especially in the gynecological realm, is, you know, women are able to manipulate such that they don't have to have their periods anymore. And a lot of us are stopping having our periods. And, you know, some of the guys are like, you know, checking out on the subject going, I really don't care. You know, fine by me, whatever. But I've had many men ask me, you know, that, you know, why are their wives doing that? And is that unhealthy? Could that cause risks or health risks to them? And, you know, it's interesting because I'm an MD. I went to an allopathic medical school, as opposed to doctor of osteopathic or homeopathic. You know, we do, you know, like, we do seem to have more of a, you know, mainstream type, working with pharmaceuticals, working with, you know, other doctors type of, behavior in our practice, as opposed to using more of what's natural, using more of your own body's natural defenses, etc. Although I think a lot of it overlays. I never wanted to be stereotyped because I was an MD, you know, meaning, oh, all I'd want to do is use pharmaceuticals, you know, because I really think a lot of the natural processes and a lot of what the body naturally does in terms of its defenses is a defense mechanism, and you know, to not mess with it. So, you know, when I look at women stopping their period pharmaceutically or surgically, I do get a little nervous. I do, because you know, I sometimes think that if God made us have periods, Okay? We were given that for a reason, but not just one single reason, for a lot of reasons. So, for example, the reason why women have a menstrual cycle is to aid in preparing the body for pregnancy. If the body doesn't get pregnant, then everything kind of gets dumped out and cleaned out and then get ready for the next cycle. Well, there's medications that people now take, or birth control, such that they can prevent having a period. Or they could put off having their period a few months, like seasonal, seasonique, and they could go, you know, for months without having a period, then, you know, stop, have their period, and then go on for the next pack of the seasonique, seasonal, etc. And, you know, we really don't notice any health effects from women that aren't getting their periods, being able to manipulate it as such. Now, women that don't have periods on their own because they have anovulatory cycles where they're not ovulating, there's no egg, so then there's kind of a miscommunication between the hormones, and then some of these women just don't have periods, or some women have overly periods. Yeah, sometimes we see issues of insulin resistance in people that have those issues. But which came first, the insulin resistance or the lack of ovulation? Or they have issues with anemia because they're overly bleeding. Some women, they'll have mood swings, depression, headaches, etc. But we almost find people appear to be healthier not having their period than having their period. All right. But Fox had kind of investigated this issue, and they also found that there's issues with restrictive religious traditions. You know, like, for example, in the Bible, you aren't supposed to have sex while you're having your period because you're unclean. And so if a woman's having her period every 2 weeks and the period lasts 10 days, there's not really a lot of days during the month they could have sex. Okay? Apparently there is, from what they're talking about here, a Nepalese tradition. All right. The study researcher Nikki Dunavant, who's a graduate student at the University of Chicago, studied abroad in Nepal. She said the first morning staying with a family in a traditional village, she woke up with her period. Her Hindu host followed strict rules about what women can do and can't do during menstruation. So that first morning, she had to go up to her host mother and explain the situation. I had to pull out my little notebook of phrases and words, trying to tell her about her period. And I guess she had to tell her that she has become untouchable. So she was not allowed to sit in the kitchen. She had to wash her own dishes. She had to avoid contact with men. She had to wear the same clothes every day. Didn't receive a tika, a red dot on the forehead that signifies a religious blessing. And everybody in the village knew she was on her period. Just like you guys, you know, I go on air and I tell you what's going on. You see, I'm not the only one that broadcasts it all over the place. She would walk down, and men would walk a little bit farther away from her. You know, it's funny, my father would do that too. Whenever me or my sister had our periods, he stayed so far away from us. He wanted the couches completely covered in plastic. We wouldn't bleed on the couch. I don't know what he was worried about. Maybe something happened with his family that scared him. But he didn't want anything to do with us hardly when we had our periods. It just freaked him out. My brother, he didn't care. He, you know, he didn't like us anyway. So he, you know, usually stayed in his room the whole time. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, women, still in multiple cultures feel shunned, feel shame, feel embarrassment. Now, you know, mind you, just going through a period in and of itself is already horrible, okay? I mean, you're already dealing with the cramps, you're dealing with the headaches, you can't wear white pants, can't wear white skirts, you have to walk around with tampons and maxi pads in your purse, which when you drop your purse, it falls out all over the place. And for those of us who like to only walk around with tiny purses or wallets, very hard to shove a supersized maxi pad with wings in it. And then Midol, you always run out of Midol, you know, the first day. So now you're trying to run to a store. Not very comfortable. I mean, so you're already miserable in and of itself. Not to mention throw on top of this that now you have the shame, embarrassment, and seclusion. So although we want periods to come every month, all right, you know, we're starting to appease women when they ask for, you know, when they ask, you know, for some sort of help or assistance in it. Now, many women will suffer from horrible periods and heavy bleeding, etc. And so one option doctors do is, you know, give you a pill to see if it could probably help, especially with these young girls when they start, you know, going through puberty, et cetera, and starting their menstrual cycle. Some of them will just bleed. I mean, they get pretty anemic. So we try to slow things down by cycling them on some hormones. For older women, some of them may be suggested an ablation therapy where they burn or freeze the lining of the uterus and, the lining, or they have fibroids taken out that bleeds, increase in the musculature wall of the uterus. I hope I'm not grossing everybody out with this. And sometimes we just do the hysterectomy, which is what I'm opting for. If I don't like my current birth control anymore, I'm going to just say, you know what, take my uterus and shove it. And so I'm going to have my uterus and ovaries probably removed. Maybe we'll have them bronzed. Maybe I'll sell them on Pawn Stars. I don't know. For those of you considering, another way to deal with your periods, talk to your gynecologist first. Don't give yourself your own self-hysterectomy. From what I'm seeing, holding off periods or doing continuous birth control, I'm not seeing any side effects yet. It does seem counterintuitive. Okay. If you have a normal cycle and you want to, prolong things and manipulate the period. I mean, it seems like, nature will bite you in the butt somehow, but we just haven't seen that yet. So far, so good. Looks safe. Some of you do complain about getting yeast infections whenever you play around with your birth control pills. That does happen. All right. I'm not sure why, unless, the yeast is that smart where it expects a cycle, and then when it doesn't get a cycle, it grows. I don't really get that, but, it's just one of those things where I think you're just damned no matter what you do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a group of researchers believe that a microchip will help create memories in damaged brains, and it could be implanted into human volunteers in the next 2 years to study this. Scientists from the University of Southern California, Wake Forest University, and others have been looking into the hippocampus. Now, the hippocampus is the part of the brain that helps form long-term memories. They believe that they have worked out how memories are made. This is according to Daily Mail, enabling the production of an implant that can help people that have brain injuries, stroke injuries, Alzheimer's, etc. The researchers have already experimented on rat and monkey brains. They used a silicon chip and was able to replicate brain messages. They say that the electronics work is needed to create a device, but are, they're talking about epilepsy here. Sorry, I'm reading as I go. Apparently, there's some research also coincidentally being done with epilepsy as well. So, I mean, if that really is able to capture memories and then give memories back to you, when you have an area of the brain destroyed by Alzheimer's, protein plaques, or stroke, etc., or trauma, that is cool. Now, keep in mind, I tell you guys about cool things all the time. All right, every day I tell you about cool investigative research that's going on and new discoveries. The problem is something usually happens during the testing period. They could test on rats and monkeys, that's great, but once it comes to people, if they can't get the volunteers or they can't safely do this, we don't see any, or we don't hear anything after that. So I'll keep you guys posted, but I do like that idea a lot. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So James Holmes has is planning to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, James Holmes is a man accused of the murderous rampage in Aurora, Colorado during the Dark Knight premiere July 20th, killing 12 people and injuring 58 other people that were attending the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. He faces a total of 166 counts, including murder and attempted murder. From what we understand, on his hearing scheduled for May 13th, he is going to plea not guilty by reason of insanity. A judge had previously entered a not guilty plea on Holmes' behalf in the past. Late Tuesday, the judge overseeing the case filed an order saying that Holmes and his legal team will have an established, quote-unquote, good cause to permit an insanity plea now that the arraignment has passed. So I guess they're going to have to prove that there is good cause. In April, prosecutors announced that they would seek the death penalty for James Holmes. And we did expect that they were going to try to plead insanity. We understand that he's going to have to now undergo mental health evaluation by Colorado State psychiatrists. And I mean, there's a difference between insanity and incompetent. Some people say, well, he won't be able to stand trial. Well, no, he'll be able to stand trial. They could still show competency. Okay. And he could still be tried. But sometimes an insanity defense draws some symbolic sympathy from the jury. It's something that, just puzzles us about how somebody could get dressed, wear bulletproof gear, bring in tear gas, be fully prepared for the shooting, plan to buy the ticket ahead of time, plan to park his car where the car needed to be, and, he was going in and out of the exit, from what I understand, before the shooting, then being able to rig his home and booby-trap his home such that when the police went to his apartment, they had to worry about setting bombs off. So this guy obviously had some level of competency in order to be able to carry this out. And, when we look at insanity, what is the degree of insanity in terms of definition? Well, you can't say, well, if somebody's insane, they're running around the place yelling and screaming and hearing voices, etc. You have very sane people. Very sane people who suffer from schizophrenia that have delusions or hallucinations, etc. When do we call a person insane? Are we thinking of, the old stereotypical, somebody can't feed himself, they just sit there in a room muttering to themselves, sitting in a straitjacket? Or you have somebody that's been in society, been in school, made it through college interviews, although one interviewee said, not at this place, he didn't like him. Got into what, a neuroscience program at the University of Colorado. This guy could definitely navigate through society. So with somebody pleading an insanity defense, maybe, getting a sentence that puts him into a mental institution, like John Hinckley Jr., who had shot President Reagan. All right. Some of these people still want to, they'll still try for appeals, try for parole, try for time out on good behavior, outings, going on outings. All right. Insane or not, for them to plan out what they've planned out, I think we need to have extreme, I don't want to use the word prejudice, but extreme respect for what they're capable of, and understanding of what they're capable of, such that, we don't just garner all this sympathy, from a possible jury who goes, well, he really was a victim. He was suffering from an illness. He was listening to voices causing him to do that. Well, if he gets properly medicated, he should be okay. And then he could be in a less high security prison, and we don't need to give him the death penalty. There's always room for rehab, and then the defense may compare him to a person who, suffers from, a milder impairment, but who's a kid, and they're gonna draw on the emotional heartstrings. And I think that's baloney, and I think it's gonna waste millions of dollars of our taxpaying dollars to see this go through. All right? If he pleads, he did it. We do our due diligence. We allow the justice system to, give him the rights that he has. All right. But, when we start to plead insanity, I really hope that, whether he's insane or not, somebody makes some sort of judgment on if he does go through any rehabilitation or medication, etc. All right. If he doesn't stay on that regimen, he could still pose a threat. And that's the point. Point of contention that the jury would have to deliberate on. I mean, will he be a threat? If he will be a threat to others, okay, because he was able to calculate this out, even on medication. What if he, we didn't have no idea if he was on medication already, okay, but even on medication, if he was able to calculate this murder, this massacre, all right, and he's a threat, as far as I'm concerned, the death penalty. Hey, if they convince anybody otherwise that, oh no, you know, we'll put him in a mental institution and, you know, he'll do his time there. Well, John Hinckley Jr. wants out. It's been 30 years. He wants out. 30 plus years. And, you know, all it takes is somebody to say, you know what? Okay. Why don't we give him a chance? And then boom, we have somebody that could possibly do something like this again. Excuse me. I'm surprised that somebody who would shoot the president is allowed to live. That blows my mind, but that's a whole other story. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted on James Holmes' defense as it unfolds. But, I mean, yeah, we know he's insane, okay? I mean, a sane person would not kill multiple people, dress up as a Joker, okay, bulletproof his groin, all right, in addition to all the armor he wore, all right, and kill multiple people with intent to kill more, okay, including officers at his house, all right? That is not actions by a sane person. Somebody who wants to shoot the president in hopes to get the attention of Jodie Foster and the love of her, like John Hinckley Jr. claims, again, is not sane. Anybody who would shoot JFK from a library, a book repository, right, or depository, not a suppository. Again, these are people who are insane. Somebody who would take another person's life is already insane. Why can't we just say anybody up on murder charges is already insane? Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, sometimes there's killings by, you know, people out of love or out of passion, and some people just, you know, for a split second lose it. They commit a crime of passion and they kill somebody. You know, they saw their wife with somebody else and somebody gets killed. Well, that's still insane. If they lose control over right or wrong, they lose control over what they're thinking, they're insane. Okay? Prove to me that people who commit murder, all right, and are found guilty of committing murder are sane people. All right? This Ariel Castro that held those three Cleveland women, okay, in his, or held three women captive in his home in Cleveland, and sexually assaulted them and beat them to death so they lose the baby and miscarry. All right? That is insanity. Right? And I don't think his sentence should be lessened once convicted. I don't understand why there's this demarcation of, well, you know what, yeah, he murdered a bunch of people, but not only is he pleading guilty, but he's pleading guilty by reason of insanity. Anybody that kills is insane. What does that have to do with anything? Yes, he's insane. He's an idiot. He's a sicko. All right, don't go away. I want to talk about moth super hearing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you who listen on XM, as of tomorrow, XM is changing America's Talk 166 to America's Talk Channel 244 on XM. If you have any problems, I'll make sure I update my website so you have that information. Now, Marianne writes, Doctor, I've been seeing my physician for years, and he is wonderful. He diagnosed my husband's lung cancer, and he sees our whole family. I went online, and I read his reviews just for fun, but they are horrible and scary horrible. I love my doctor, but what do these reviews mean? Now, we talk about doctor reviews periodically on the show, but doctor reviews are getting more and more utilized. And in some cases, I think they're underutilized. In some cases, I think they're overutilized. And the reason why we have a problem with these doctor reviews is because anybody, I personally have a big issue with these doctor reviews because there's a variety of reasons which we discussed. You know, one is when somebody's happy and they like their doctor, okay, like this particular one, Marianne, okay, she never said in her note that she actually went online to give a review. You know, she loves her doctor. She's told people about her doctor. She doesn't think to go on and review. But when someone's mad and someone's furious and someone wants to just bring the whole world down, they're going to go online and they're going to get nasty. So you'll usually see more negative reviews than positive unless you have these companies out there that help protect you. And there's this whole new profession out there and this whole new industry where, and I'm to an even higher at this point because, again, there's so much, I think, wrong with this whole online rating system. But you'll have these people accost you saying, look, somebody wrote, your office is bad. Your restaurant's food is bad. You see, you need to hire us. And we could protect you. We could write good reviews for you. So you're like, okay, well, wait a second. Then if there's companies out there that will write good reviews, and I guess in order to write reviews, you need to have email addresses, you need to have different IP addresses, etc. And you could actually spend money and hire people. Well, then are the good reviews even worth reading? Or are they fake? So what are you actually reading? What are you getting? All right. So if normal, happy people don't just randomly decide to go online saying, I am going to say I love the Dr. Dahlia show. I mean, I'm sure there's people that hate the show and there's people that love the show. But you really don't. I don't think there's any rating websites. But when it comes to doctor's offices, oh, there's tons of them. And, you know, so I'll refer somebody who has saved multiple lives of my patients. I'll refer that person to that specialist. And the person will say, no, I read the reviews online. And I'm like, you read the reviews online? Yeah. So I look and I read them. And, oh, I hated him. He was rude. He made me wait an hour. He bills and double bills. And, I mean, that could scare people. That could scare people away. But I'm using this specialist because when he does the surgery, he's never messed up on my patient. And so, I mean, I'm fighting a lot of these reviews because, I mean, I think the doctor does good work. And they're like, well, I want to use so-and-so. And then you use so-and-so who has ratings. I love this doctor. He is so nice. He's the best doctor ever. Oh, I love the doctor. His wait time was fast. I love this doctor. But I haven't worked with him. I mean, I don't want to put my license on the line using somebody that has positive reviews. You could get your staff to write reviews on you. I mean, there's no assurance that what you're getting is true. Now, let's say you see multiple reviews. All right. Well, this person missed my cancer. This person missed my cancer. This person missed my cancer. Okay. That could be, well, wow. Okay. Well, you know, there's obviously not a lot of outliers there. It all seems to be consistent. Well, if somebody missed cancer that many times, they should probably have a pretty elaborate malpractice history. And a lot of times the state board will have that kind of information. Or if somebody missed cancer and that person was so gosh darn mad at that doctor, then don't you think they would have also gone to the medical board? And then don't you think they would have made a complaint to the medical board? And if a doctor has had complaints, even just one, that the medical board finds serious, a lot of times they post it. There's a public website for that. So what I don't understand is you have doctors that are completely clean with the board, no malpractice cases, yet you read their reviews and they say, well, they're this. You know, what about billing issues? Oh, this doctor is a crook. He billed my Medicare and he billed my insurance twice. He's a crook. Okay, well, if that's the case, then there should be something about him committing Medicare fraud. I mean, there should be some issue. I mean, something like that is huge. If somebody is committing Medicare fraud, okay, then where's the censure or the censure from the medical board? Where is, you know, I mean, that's huge, and that stuff is still highly publicized. And so then the next thing you worry about is the competition. Did somebody lose a patient to another doctor and they decided to get even? So then who's writing the nasty comments? So, I mean, unfortunately, when you guys are trying to find a doctor, you know, I say the best way to go is go back to word of mouth. If there's a doctor that takes care of a lot of your patients, you know, in your community in Wichita or in Toledo or in Tallahassee, and your patients like them, you know, or you, Marianne, you love your doctor. He took care of your husband's, he diagnosed your husband's lung cancer. You think he's a good doctor, then stick with him. If they haven't lost their license and they aren't publicly censured by the board, you know, for anything being done, you know, how do you know what you're reading online is true? You know, I tell you, every time we send people to collections, you know, once a month when we do our, when the biller gleans through the accounts that are over 120 days or 90 days, etc. Boom, then comes all the negative stuff online. You know, oh, she's mean, she doesn't spend time with me, she talks too loud, she talks too much, she talks too fast. You know what? And some of them will even admit, I got sent to collections, and I, you know, and it just, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Moths. Sorry, I can't transition here. Apparently, there is a moth that has evolved to have hearing 150 times more sensitive than a human. It's called the greater wax moth, the Galleria melanella. Lays its eggs in beehives. The larvae feed on the wax and debris of honeycomb, and they have actually found these moths to have a high sensitivity to hearing. Humans hear in the 2 to 5 kilohertz range. These moths can hear into the 300 kilohertz range. This is the highest recorded hearing found in any creature in the natural world. Researchers say it's an example of a well-known animal having a newly discovered extraordinary sensory characteristic. And I guess it's able to hear bats and predators that come from behind. Now, we know that many animals use that sonar system, the echolocation, where they bounce sound waves off things so they know where to move and where to go, etc. And this hearing allows these moths to hear these bats. Apparently the bats, this echolocation is so accurate that a bat can tell the location, size, direction, and physical nature of an object. That makes sense if something's furry and fuzzy and plump and, you know, I'm sure it could figure that out. So how do you, in nature, protect yourselves from predators such as that? You increase your hearing. And, I guess that's what they've done. Exciting, isn't it? I know. I can't believe we're already at the end. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Sign into our guest book on drdahlia.com. But most of all, be healthy and God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. question by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.